Okay. All right. I am with Julian. And today is October 24th, 2020. It is 10:05 a.m. Mountain Standard Time for me because I'm in Utah. 11 a.m. in San Antonio, and I'm with Julian. Julian, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Julian. I'm originally from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I came to St. Mary's in early 2019 in January to play soccer. I'm a bio major. Goal is to become a vet in the near future. I lived in Poland for a few years when I was 15. So when I was 15, I moved out there. I lived there for about 4 years, and then that's when I came to St. Mary's. After that, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Can you, and then also you're a student athlete as well. Can
yes,
you tell
of course.
Me about what you do?
So I play soccer for St. Mary's. When I moved to Europe, that's the reason I went. I went to play, like, try to play pro over there. It didn't really work out, so I went to university, and now I got some of my school paid for, which is great. And I'm studying here at a great school, so the training's good, the school is good, so I'm enjoying it so far. It's been a good experience. Sadly, COVID kind of cut that this year short a little bit, which sucks, but we're looking forward to the future, so... Yeah.
How so did it cut it short? Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
So we're supposed to have our season in the fall semester. Because of COVID, sadly, it got canceled. So all our conference games got canceled. Our conference tournament got canceled. The national tournament got canceled. And because St. Mary's isn't testing, we aren't allowed to play games right now. So we've just been training. The worst parts was that COVID hit in March it was, and then I went home back to Canada, and then for 2 months we couldn't really do anything. I was doing a little bit on my own, but I had to quarantine when I got home, so I couldn't really do much but at home except home workouts and stuff. So it really kind of killed that progress. And then another thing that how it's affecting us is that because we have such a long way to the season, it's kind of it's difficult to stay motivated, I'd say, just because especially during the summer months, we didn't know what was happening with the season. We didn't know if we were going to have a season or not. So it was just kind of blind training. We were just training just in case. And then if the worst happened, we don't have a season. If we do have a season, we have a season. But it was a lot of uncertainty, which for me, that frustrates me a lot. I like to, have my plan set out, and, COVID really kind of, messed with that a lot. Just, threw everything out of whack, I'd say.
Yeah. Can you explain what your routine or life was like as a student athlete before COVID? And then how
before?
That changed?
Okay.
Yeah.
So before, we'd go to regular classes. So I have a bit of a tougher major being a biology student than some of my teammates. So my schedule, daily schedule looked a little different. But I'd usually have classes in the morning from about 8 a.m. to maybe 11. Depends on the day. And then after that, I'd usually come back. I'd usually take a quick nap, and then I'd have training. And then after training, I'd come back to my dorm and, be studying. And that was basically my every day. So it'd be, school, nap. That's okay. School, nap, and then training, and then back to studying. And then after COVID, it really changed because, for one, I was at home. So, the first maybe 2 months of me being at home, it was just really stressful. A lot of my teachers were unorganized because of COVID. It threw them out of whack as it threw us out of whack. And so they had a really difficult time. My April was full of stuff. I had 4 exams, a bunch of projects to do just because after spring break, people didn't know what we were going to do, how school was going to be. And it just really threw me out of whack, athletically, again, I was like just focused on my school just because there was just so much and I couldn't really like cope with it. And then when school ended, just because everything was closed back home and everything, like life kind of like, I would want to say really slowed down. Like I didn't really have anything to do. Like my friends were staying home. I was staying home, like away from everybody. I don't really play video games anymore because I don't have time because of school. So I didn't have to like something like that to keep me occupied. Mm-hmm. So I was basically just sitting at home, not doing anything. And then we started back our like summer training the 1st of June. And then I started to develop kind of like a more of like a training routine. So I'd wake up around like 8, I'd go to training, I'd train. Oh, this is a girl, I'm doing an interview for her.
Hi.
I'd be training from like 8, 9 to like noon, and then I'd come home, I'd eat, I'd go like dip in the river, and then again, because everything was closed, I'd have the rest of the day just to kind of like, I want to say, just not do anything. And then now that we're back in school, everything's online again. So it's been like kind of easier to balance school and soccer too, because of this new, like the way we're doing it right now. I found that I have more like time to focus on my my training, just because the way I learn, like I learn by myself. So classes for me, kind of like I don't really do anything in class. Like they don't really help me. But like, if you contrast my routine from March to like now, it's just completely different. Some good, some bad. Like obviously it's tough for some classes to learn by yourself, for some it's easier. But I mean, I would say overall for me, the change has been pretty positive, just because I had more time to focus on myself and like what I need to improve on with regards to like training and my studies. And like those areas that I was struggling, especially in like tough classes, like I had cell biology last semester, I have genetics this semester, and I found that like the tougher classes where I can like put more work into it because I have like more time for it, I have better grades in. And then earlier before when like we had to go to class, I kind of like felt like the class would take away from that time that I would give to myself to study, because like we'd have to go at the pace of the class, not at my pace, right? But overall, it's been an interesting change. Definitely tough to adjust, especially with like not being around people. For me, that was probably the hardest. Like I definitely lost some people skills over the 5 months or 6 months that we were like quarantined. But I'm not sure. But yeah, overall, interesting change. Definitely tough in some aspects, easier in other, but mixed feelings about it overall.
Yeah, of course. Do you want to talk a little bit more about how your social relationships have changed COVID?
So my girlfriend lives in Texas and I live in Canada. So there's about a 3,000 mile difference between us. And we had to be apart for, I believe, 6 months. So that was really challenging. It was a lot of FaceTime and Zoom calls. And it was like really tough to like have that like same connection like we did when we were together. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I noticed that, like, I was a shy person before I came to college. And, like, when I came here, I kind of, like, forced myself to get out there and stuff. And COVID kind of put me back into that shell. Like, it's taken me maybe a month or two to kind of get back out of it. And then doing my teammates do, like, I didn't train in a team for 6 months. So it was definitely like different, like I, for me, like it was really like healthy for me to get back into the team environment, just because I feel like I struggled like just being by myself for so long. But like training by myself, like I would train with like one of my old friends and then an old coach over the summer, and like it was good and like we worked hard and everything. It was just some days like you didn't know, like, okay, if the season was going to happen. You didn't know what was going to happen the next month. And that was really, like, mentally draining. My relations with, like, talking with people over the phone got a little worse over the break. I had to really, like, work on that again. Just, like, even, like, it's really hard right now, like, when I greet people, like, do I go up and give them a handshake? Do I, like, give them a hug? Like I was raised by my parents, like, when I meet someone, you know, shake their hand, like that. And now it's, like, I remember I was at the golf course with my dad, and we were playing with someone, and, like, my dad even went up to him, shook his hand, and, like, the guy was, like, really, like, cautious about it. So, like, stuff like that has changed for sure, like, and then, you don't, like, people's boundaries have changed as well. But it's definitely been tough getting back into, like, being around people and like getting back into the team environment. And then with all these restrictions we have too, it's kind of tough. Like we can have to be 6 feet apart. Training, that's really difficult to do, especially like soccer is a physical sport. So there's going to be contact and stuff. Some of my relationships with my friends definitely got better over this COVID break. Like some of my friends back home, we got a lot closer because like the only thing to do was like go hang out in one of my friend's garages or go like do something outside, go hiking or something like that. So with certain people I got closer over the break, with certain people I like distanced myself over the break. Big crowds were definitely something to get used to. Canada handled their COVID a little differently, so when I came back to San Antonio, I went to eat with some of my friends, and like the group of people outside the restaurant were like more than I'd have been around in like 5 or 6 months. So it was a little like weird kind of getting used to that again. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I want things to go back to normal. I just think things are better like that. I hope we soon can get back to that normal again. I just know like I have friends who have younger siblings who are struggling like with school online. And like, I definitely think that we need school to like develop our like social skills, because those are important as well. Like you can be smart, like crazy smart, but if you don't have social skills, how are you going to use that, right? So overall, again, just like my life has changed as a student athlete, like relationships have also like kind of changed, like for the worse and for the better. Kind of depends like what relationships we look at, but definitely big change in like my young life to have to go through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I totally relate. Is there anything else that you'd like to, last question, is there anything else that you'd like to add about your experience with St. Mary's and COVID-19?
No, I think I'd just like to give props to my coaches. They've really been trying to, like, keep us safe and training, like, kind of to get that like aspect of like, you know, safety, but as well like we're working hard and we're like trying to improve and stuff. So I give them big props for that, because I know it's not an easy thing to do right now. I know like our AD and stuff is really getting on our coaches and just to keep us safe and everything. So yeah, just again, shout out to them for that. And like I really appreciate it, because I mean I was really missing the team and missing like the interactions with my teammates and stuff. So it's a good change to definitely good change to 6 months of kind of isolation. So yeah, that's about everything.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Right. Hey, no worries.
Appreciate it. I'm gonna stop the recording now.